There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Sinister Hood.
Oh, thank you.
We'll do two housekeeping things up top is that these don't amplify. So what we're going to do is talk loud, and so you can hear us just so you know. And then we're going to do a bit of a soundtrack right up top. Right?
Yeah.
You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Always. Nice.
Come.
We always sound great. Yeah. Did you yell come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you not sound check with come yourself?
Yeah. We have to test it. Nut. Nope, we're good.
Yeah, normally I name groups that were warned about 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dick
well,
Cheney.
That didn't travel well.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Yeah, so I guess, how are we looking?
How we sound, buddy? Good?
We're good.
You got all right. Can you guys hear us okay? All right. So
yeah, we're going to take it back from here.
Let's do it.
We're all right. Theater kids, so you just project.
Project, yes. Use your diaphragm.
Mm. Y'all did theater too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
oh, yeah.
good.
All right, let's kick
this. Are we
this
doing
peg.
A play? Do y'all want to do a play?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, should we? What kind of play? The Dick Cheney on his deathbed?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking... So fucking mad that three monkeys had to die.
Yeah. That was my birthday gift. Chrissy was telling me the other day, hey, your birthday gift's on the way. And then the alert came up that said, monkeys have gotten loose from a truck that turned over.
In Mississippi on the way to a testing facility. And then one was found in a Spirit Halloween in Houston.
It's the season. A lady just got the last one. Shot it in the head.
That's right. They got loose.
So don't worry,
she was
safe.
Scared for her children because it was in her yard.
If you shoot them, you can keep the kids inside.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we start? Let's introduce ourselves from the top to the bottom.
Let's do it.
Hello. My name is Heather McKinney. I'm the co-host of Sinister Hood with my best friend.
Hoo-ha. I'm the best friend, Christy Wallace, and I co-host Sinister Hood with my best friend.
Aww.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Henry Zabrowski, and I'm sitting here with my worst enemy from Side Stories.
Yes. And I'm Ed Larson, and I'm sitting here with my breast friend, old D. Cup Zabrowski.
I got my mother's tits and my father's ass.
In a jar.
In a box.
I have my dad in a box, too, in the closet.
Yeah,
my
little chunks.
My mom still lives in a house, alive.
Oh, okay. Heather, dead dad?
Dead dad underground in a box.
We all have dead dad!
A house is kind of like a casket for the living.
Every time someone goes, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm always like, you're not the one who pulled his plug. I am.
No need to be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
And I laugh every time I think about it.
Yeah, truly. Speaking of dead dads, I can't believe Dick Cheney died today.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Hoorah! Always fun when we get one.
I read on CNN, it said he was plagued with heart disease, and I was like, we were plagued with him for a long time.
How many hearts did he end up having?
Three?
Yeah. That's really cool.
Each one more filled with hate than the last. My question is, where did they get the monkeys?
I don't know. He had 5 heart attacks by the age of 62. Like, at some point, like, God is trying to tell you something.
I actually wonder if the monkeys themselves were full of hate.
Maybe.
Oh. Right. What if they choose racist monkeys? And, like, bigoted monkeys?
Someone needs
transphobic monkeys?
Transphobic transplant hearts.
Yes.
That sounds like a Postal Service album.
What is the monkey thing?
So Dick Cheney had 3 transplanted monkey hearts.
No, he had human hearts.
He had baboon hearts.
No, he had a human. Some guy died on a bicycle and he got his heart.
Well, that was just for fun.
So that was the one
he had on the side. Yeah.
In addition to his, so he's had 5 hearts in his body?
Three. Three total hearts.
Well, none we of should them have only monkeys. Get one.
We can't live with monkey hearts.
They're monkey hearts.
No, we can live with pig hearts for up to 9 months. Some dude just died.
Whoa. What? But Christian Slater got that baboon heart in that movie where he played hockey.
Christian yes. Slater
and he
lie.
Was fine.
Yeah, he wouldn't lie to us.
Has anyone no. here tasted one of Detaney's hearts?
And yeah. the guy that died for his heart wasn't the guy that he shot, because the guy that he shot, the pellet got lodged, and then later that guy had a heart attack. He had so many heart attacks, he was giving them out.
Oh, man.
To, like, other people.
That's awesome.
Man, you know Dick Cheney shot that dude in the face, and he's like, sorry, we're going to have to keep you alive for years.
Just in case.
It's kind of a mess. You know what? Sometime, though, I miss him. He had a vision for the country. Yeah. And yeah, it was to take over every other country. But he had a vision. He at least cared about America.
He was passionate about
he
something.
Was passionate. Yes. They go, yeah. He was a big supporter of the Vietnam War, but didn't ever serve. And I was like Iraq? And yeah. every other war he started, maybe?
He loved our side in it.
He did.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
really,
he loved
really
war.
Did.
He loved to win it. But that was about it.
And I bet he loved to eat pussy.
Oh. You think?
Just
oh,
snarled.
Yeah,
but
yeah
not
with
well.
A fork and knife.
Not well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, no, that's how Lon Chaney ate
right,
pussy.
Right.
Do you guys know our show? I hopefully people do.
Oh, man. So Dick Cheney's dead. Who? What else did he do that was horrible about Dick Cheney? Let's go through his crimes a little bit.
He also, he was the one that his chief of staff, first of all, he hired someone named Scooter Libby. So, and then that guy leaked information, and I'm like, you mean Scooter can't keep a secret?
Yeah. I miss a cute guy yeah. in government. Like a little cute guy in charge of a genocide. Just like just something fun and cute. His name like Flipper yeah. Jackson and
Flipper Jackson.
Yeah.
They're like Flipper Jackson has called them to do more airstrikes. And you're like, yeah. Flipper, no.
Flipper
I can't do the noise.
Flipper's enacted a genocide, but you can't get mad because he's cute.
He can yeah. bounce a ball in his nose.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all know that the real Flipper committed suicide on Henry's birthday.
Damn.
Yeah, suicide by cop. Very difficult
Flipper
for
dolphin?
A dolphin. Yeah, yeah, very difficult. That was a
wow.
very engaged dolphin. Yeah.
Was he jumping back into the ocean and the cop got him midair?
Well, no. He had taped two Glocks to his fins and he was doing one of those back things.
Yeah.
And it was a little too wild.
He had somehow scratched out
away.
BLM with a conch shell.
They were
excited to handle that.
Yeah. He was just sad that his whole family were rapists.
Yeah.
People
dolphin
know that.
Humor. That's
People
dolphin
don't
humor.
Know that about dolphins. Yeah. Dolphins are, they will protect you or they will rape you. Yeah. There's two yeah. options. Same
just
with
like
otters.
The,
otters, everyone thinks otters are great. Otters.
I'm scared as fuck about going. We're supposed to go see these stupid stingrays.
Uh-oh.
Stingrays killed Steve Irwin.
Yeah,
and then
no,
we got
stingrays.
Supposed to go and hang out. We're paying money to go hang out with the assassin fish of the stupid ocean. And what are we going to do? You're so soft. I'm so soft.
Yeah.
Every single time we do something in nature, we almost get killed.
I'd be so impressed if a stingray got through your breasts.
Oh, man. God.
But yeah, tomorrow, is anyone else swimming with pigs and stingrays tomorrow?
Couple?
Yeah. Oh, 2 days from now. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, we don't know the schedule.
Hell
yeah.
You
yeah,
can
yeah.
still do it tomorrow. It's just a different experience.
Yeah.
And
it's in the pool with the rest of the people
ship.
On this boat.
Honestly, I'm really appreciative of the fact that they're going to have a tasting menu afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, of yeah, all the things you saw, now this is what they tasted like?
Yeah.
You
nice.
Eat the slowest swimmers, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what we got over here.
This is just a slow one.
Mm. Man.
The slowest one.
You just got to be faster than the slowest person.
Always.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, though, is that, like, my second fastest sperm has got to be such a waste
yeah.
of life. Like, that
fast.
Second most fast sperm has to just be... God, I mean, what's he going to be doing?
Yeah.
Just I'm say,
probably softball ref.
Yeah.
Sorry. Softball
yeah.
ref is the worst job I could think of at the time.
Yeah. Man, I
softball
smoked...
Softball ref?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Just boring?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
Fair yeah,
enough.
Stupid sport. Waste
Fair
time
Not
sport.
As hard as baseball, yeah. I was going to go with, like... like shooting squad person.
Like a firing squad?
Yeah, firing squad. I couldn't think of, like being that person.
That's fun as hell, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been down firing squad.
Oh, we have some executioners here? Yeah. Oh, wow, those are big pop for firing squad.
Because they just brought back the firing squad in South Carolina, and in Utah, when they do the firing squad, it's two blanks and a real one. In South Carolina, all real bullets.
I actually like that better.
Yeah. I was talking recently to Dick Harpulian. Okay. And he was saying, he's the guy who...
First of all, flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we hang out.
We hang out.
We buy people together.
And he was a senator for North Carolina who advocated for the firing squad. And I was like, all right, what? Why? You know? Like, and he said that it's a myth that one person doesn't have one. And they always all have one. And that's just like, it's like an old wives' tale that like we've all repeated to each other. But they all kill the motherfuckers.
That's the state of the state of Utah lies then in their official documentation.
I mean, is that how you found out?
No, that is. I found out because I was on TikTok just trying to scroll, and it was the press conference after they had just firing squatted that guy in March, and there was an AP reporter who was a little too jovial who was like, this is my 12th execution and it's the third type, I've finally seen all three. And it was like everyone in the comments was like, bro,
he hit for the cycle,
dude, he fucking
that's
the trifecta
right there. That's chair injection firing squad.
Lucky dude,
all three.
I want to see
the Holy
Trinity
of live executions.
Well, you know, our favorite, Chad Daybell.
Yeah.
He has volunteered for the firing squad.
Yeah. Well.
And I can't imagine being such a lucky person to be able to shoot him right in the Winnie the Pooh gut.
Yeah. Like,
what a great opportunity to just fuck up and shoot him in the leg.
So why are you applying to the Department of Corrections? You have a successful podcast.
Yeah, I brought my own skeet shoot. Yeah, we're doing it buckshot style. Like he's a deer. Like
that's right.
Are you supposed to go for the stomach?
No.
No, the heart or the head, I believe.
Think heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Harpulian said that, I think, it's all for the heart. Everyone aims for the heart. And what was the other one? That he said that too many people applied for the job.
Whoa, yeah?
I mean, it's crazy that a guy who almost sounds like his name is Harpoon is like, we should shoot people in the heart to kill them.
Yeah.
And you're like, did you mean a gun? He's like, yeah, I guess a gun.
No, but, or we introduce a fourth way.
There you go.
And harpoon.
Harpoonian harpoon.
Oh.
We harpoon them.
Harpoonian.
Same distance as firing squad, so you gotta be really, you gotta be sharp. Yeah.
Man, that'd be cool. You get a big, gnarly sailor man out there. He's got his big, weird, like, hat tipped, and he's like, yar, hold me pipe, my boyfriend.
Steady.
Y'all know Popeye was gay. Come on, y'all know Popeye was gay.
Why do you think his forearms was that big? It's from Jacking Dudes Off.
Jacking Dudes Off. Jacking Dudes Off save his life lest they execute him.
And that's how cream spinach was invented.
That's how you get him to open their throat. Popeye the throat goat.
That's the throat goat. Is that what he's saying? That's why olive oil always looks so fucking pissed, because she's like, Popeye.
I actually find it kind of interesting because I do think that in this dynamic, like Bluto is obviously pining for
One was Bluto?
The big strong man.
The one with the cigar?
We actually feel like in a way, in this version of this, he's a hero.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he's the only one willing to give olive oil dick.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to lay it down.
To be honest, I think there's a lot more. We don't talk enough about that in society. Women who need dick and the men that are just there willing to give it.
Yeah.
And how sometimes we all got to lower that bar just to entry level.
Literally.
And yes, in order to get the dick that you crave. And you just can't care about what the dick is or what it looks like.
No. Yeah. It's like getting the job you want. If you can get your foot in the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Move on.
Because she could get Bluto to shave.
Yeah, she
could get Bluto to lose weight. Mm-hmm. She could get Bluto to dress better. If you get in there at the bottom floor and you get him addicted sexually.
Yeah.
And with food.
Yeah.
Then you own him.
Yes.
And poor then you Bluto. Change him. You retcon him. You build him from the inside out.
Yeah. I think we need a Popeye reboot, is what it sounds like.
We can make him
better. Porno Popeye? That'd be good. Yeah, popper in the eye? Yeah. All I know is with a woman named Olive Oil, you definitely don't need lube.
No. She is ready to go at all times.
Popeye. Do you think the captain of this ship has huge-ass forearms like that? And is it from driving the ship?
I don't know.
It ain't power steering.
Yeah. Shaking all these hands, you
Do
know?
They still use a big wheel to turn ships?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, I just made that up.
I figured it was like a button Here's these the days, thing. But if there is a big wheel...
Is there a big
I do
wheel?
I have a captain's hat in my cabin.
Who's been up to the cockpit?
Who's done the cockpit tour?
All day, I was trying to get to the bridge, which is hard because you can't just walk up to someone and be like, hey, how do you get to the bridge?
Take me to the bridge.
Because we're about to do...
Take me to the goddamn bridge, man.
All right, James Brown.
We're about to do the Captain Phillips story on Thursday, and I'm like, that's how those people got in trouble with the Navy, is to come up and be like, give me the bridge. So I just was like, how do you maybe take a tour? It's $130 tomorrow, 9 a.m.
What?
You weren't kidding when you said it was $130.
No, I was not kidding.
They charged for us to go look at them work.
Thank you.
What the fuck is this, Hershey Factory?
I'm trying to see.
That's his job.
The engine control room, whoever's shoveling the coal or however it works down there. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I didn't shell out $130.
No, this is a steamboat.
Yeah,
so
this is steam.
Yeah, it's just all steam and a big paddle on the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are there no nuclear cruises?
Exactly. Clean energy.
Yeah. Fuck all these clean energy cruises.
Yeah, fuck this shit, right?
A nuclear what?
Fuck coral.
I've used every towel in my room, and I haven't even showered. I'm just like, I don't care. Man,
I blew my nose into one, threw it out into the water.
Yeah, it's
I took the other one and just shat into it to practice.
You
threw that in the water.
Man. They're all in the water. So, I do need a new set housekeeping.
Just FYI.
I had an existential crisis in the shower this morning. I was just like, how much water's on this boat? How long can I stay in this thing? I know we can't use the seawater. How much of fresh water's here? Yeah. They should tell us how long our shower should be. And I'm just like, I need to get out of the shower.
I do believe that they take our piss and make it the shower water.
Oh.
So think about that.
And I don't know if I'm just saying that into a microphone again. Yeah. And I have no idea if that's real or not.
People are going to stop showering with their mouth open, and other people are going to start showering with their mouth open. Now that you've told us all that.
There are a lot of Europeans on board.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dutch guys.
Yeah. There's so
if
many.
You guys want free money, if you guys want free drinks and food from a Dutch guy, just piss in his mouth. I'm sorry, guys. It's 3:15.
It's so early.
We're 15 minutes into this.
This is great.
Yeah. That's nice, yeah.
Ed, did you know how to use the shower, though? It took me 20 minutes to turn it on.
I got it.
I had to call my husband in, which makes me seem like a helpless little woman. But what the fuck is with these shower things?
They are confusing, but you fiddle with it until it gets hot, like a lady.
There it is.
That's what Tommy did.
He knows. Y'all have two kids. He knows how to do that.
She's done. And then just like with a lady, you're done with that shower
just
about
turn
a minute
it off.
And a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Slam the door.
Just sitting there like existentially, how wet can she get? I don't know how much is in her.
Dude. I had an existential crisis on the balcony last night. About 1 a.m., I told my husband, I want to turn off all the lights. And
That's
then I just,
Tommy did too.
I go, oh God. I said, I just want to go stare into the abyss, essentially. And I got a little too close to the rail. And I had to go back a little bit to do my staring. But goddamn, everybody should consider a precipice, if momentarily, every once in a while in their lives.
But right there, you just said the big issue.
What's that?
Is how close you got to the rail.
Yeah, I was like.
Live from your grave.
The year is 2012. The setting, New York City. There are 1,000 stories in the Naked City, and this one is about blood. Vampires are real. They stalk the streets, feeding on the living. Nobody is safe. Join me, Henry Zabrowski, along with Jackie Zabrowski and veteran TRPG player Ross Bryant, for an actual play series set in the Vampire the Masquerade universe. From the mind of Game Master Jared Loker. The show will premiere on the LPN-TV YouTube channel starting on Wednesday, October 29th, and will release on a weekly basis. People will die, then get back up and bite you. Will my character succumb to the beast within? Can Jackie navigate the Byzantine intrigues of the dam? The future is a mystery. All we know is it's gonna be a bloodbath. LPN RPG presents Bloodbath every Wednesday on the LPN TV YouTube channel. It all begins on October 29th. Enjoy the mystery.
And guys, we want to say, first of all, number one, raise your hands if you're a white woman who's missing.
She's supposed to be on the celebrity.
Yes. It's a problem on cruises. Mm-hmm. Y'all women too curious. I didn't mean it. It is a female issue.
It's our fault. Yes. Because we're too in love with the ocean. Yes. And we get too close. And we just blah, 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 blah.
Because it's just like, oh my God, it's flounder.
Oh.
And you're a dead woman.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no hope in getting you.
No.
Okay? You will not survive if you hit the water.
No.
You're going to turn into a million pieces.
I said last night on the balcony, I feel like I could survive if I jumped feet first, and we're on the 9th floor. I don't know if that's crazy.
I think that's incorrect.
You were just too excited for Mamdani.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a Mamdani excitement move.
Halfway down, I would be like, holy shit, this is way higher than it looked. But by then, I'm fucked.
I don't think you die hitting the water as much as just get ripped up by the bottom of the boat.
That's what I'm like, you suck under.
Yeah.
Paris just told me I'd freeze to death, but the boat sounds way worse.
The big story, because obviously everybody here is aware of the Amy Bradley story.
I watched the doc. I binged it before the trip. Hilarious.
It's important to know.
We did a 2 or 3-part series on it. Yeah.
Still missing?
Can we?
She is still missing.
This is a true crime cruise. Every one of you has an arcane Byzantine opinion about every single true crime story. So know that we're going to probably get you angry no matter what we do.
Yeah.
So I would say what's your main theory about Amy Bradley?
My main theory is when we were doing research for the show, I like to pull newspaper articles at the time that these incidents happened. Mm. Because it's one thing to hear somebody talk about something that happened in 1995 and what they have to say in 2025. Well, what her family kind of had to say in 1995 sort of kind of led more to she did not ever get off the boat. And then all of the other tips and things that came after started being piled on of like maybe she got off or maybe whatever. But the initial timeline and the initial descriptions that her folks and her brother gave to the newspapers indicated to me it was a most likely scenario overboard situation.
Okay, because right now that they're saying she was missing from like 5:30 to 6, right?
Correct.
Before she was officially reported missing.
There are conflicting things, but I would like to say that they did not sound the alarm for her at 6 a.m. because they didn't want to disturb the passengers. But what the fuck was with that alarm this morning at 7 that made me shit in my towel and throw it overboard? Yeah. I was dead fucking asleep, but they won't do it for a missing lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, to me, I just think it's, y'all guys are just so nice and sweet. And just sometimes you just blip. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. It's a nice lady. We all like all our ladies. Everybody likes all the ladies we're with, you know? But sometimes a lady just goes,
we just blip over, yeah.
And then just like, and then the problem is that when you go blip, it's like so fast.
We
then
are
you're
top
gone.
Heavy. My head's too big.
Tits take you straight to Davy Jones's locker. I should know. I'm a betitted man. I'm a betitted man. I have to strap him up.
I have a different theory, actually.
Please.
My theory, and this is not, I'm not being facetious. I think she got off the ship briefly when it docked in hopes of getting drugs and quickly found out that was not the plan of the people that were going to sell her the drugs.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, that can definitely happen. Oh, yes. Very much so.
Location.
And that is also super crucial for everyone to remember out here is to never go to a second location.
Yeah.
Because you just don't go, right? You go right there. You get your hair braided by the person right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you go to their house. house for it.
Don't go to their house, right? No. You get it right there. You go right there. There was a Jamaican beef patty, like genuine place, was right there. You don't got to go far. You know what I mean? So that's, I guess that's a good thing to know. And also just stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just good advice.
In case you catch on fire.
Okay. Yes. Well, I feel like the more you're rolling,
the harder you're falling off the ship.
Well, I mean just though, if you're getting trafficked,
stop, drop, and roll. Go dead weight. Yeah.
Dead weight. Or pretend to have had a stroke.
I think about I've always been like, if I get kidnapped, I'm going to pretend to have a seizure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't like damaged goods.
No.
Or sorry, guys.
They said
this is, I'm being honest here. This is boat honesty.
For sure. Boat. If you get held hostage, for real, they tell you, don't be like too much freaking out, but don't be too much of an asshole. But if you act like weak, then they do not want a damaged product. And also, just act crazier than the crazy person. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that still works, but that's always my plan.
You're not going to want to deal with me because I'm just the general history.
They're like, we got to get this guy back to run the Department of Health and Human Services.
Truth is, the healthiest place you can be is in the middle of a cruise ship. You gotta eat the poop on the poop cruise.
I told you my mother-in-law was on the poop cruise.
She was
the poop cruise.
So did she shit in bags like they should have?
She did have to. The best part though is because they interviewed all these people for that, and the people on there are like, it was the worst thing that ever happened. And you know, I asked my mother-in-law, and she was like, everybody working was doing such a good job. They were trying so hard. I was like, she didn't want to like hate on the workers. She's like, I wasn't the one out there having to pick the bags up. I was fair enough. I will say though, she didn't ever get a free cruise, even though they said we were, but she was gonna take it. So there's that.
Man. Yeah, it's like, so you're gonna put me back in hell?
She's been on like several more cruises since the poop cruise. It did not stop her from cruising. Wow.
Cruising is an addiction.
Yeah.
How many people here are cruise people?
Wow, just
not
one.
Too many.
Just two. Yeah.
Wow, y'all should all there. Meet up. Get on a signal
channel.
Are you
the guys putting the upside down pineapples on shit? Because everybody, apparently on the international waters, marriage rules are also super fucking loose.
Yeah. I saw the rules on the open water.
There was a lady with a big ass pineapple tattoo on her leg, but it was right side up. But I was like, in the right circumstances, it could be upside down.
Yeah. Probably in the circumstances she needs it to be upside down the most.
100%.
Arguably.
Excuse my ignorance. What does an upside down pineapple mean?
Somebody show him. Somebody show him the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
Someone fuck his wife. It means you're open for swinging.
Really? Yeah. So you get an upside down pineapple tattoo and everyone's like, oh yeah, we're partying.
But it's mostly you're just like, oh no, I was in the mirror.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm going to get cucked. Oh, yeah. No.
I think this is also a good time for all of us because you brought up the poop cruise.
Yes.
It's to make a solemn vow to all of ourselves that when they say shit in the bags, we shit in the bags. What happened on that cruise only happened because they didn't shit in the bags. Mm-hmm. They felt they were above it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not above it, are we?
Yeah.
No.
We're a bunch of troll pigs. So
yeah, we are dogs. Yeah, we know what shit bags are.
Honestly, I'd rather shit in a bag. I feel connected to my pet. I hate how the cat shits open.
Yeah.
Truly, shitting in these toilets is like shitting in a shop vac because it just sucks it out of you. So the bag might be a welcome difference. It might be relaxing.
Oh,
could
my
be.
God.
You joke?
And you could go on your balcony to do it.
You could.
You fucking joke?
That thing will...
Legitimately,
don't drop anything.
This morning,
Henry Zabrowski,
I was having issues.
You just,
I created a suction seal. Hit that fucking booty! Hit that booty sucker!
Did you see that? You saw the trash can?
You can pop up on you.
It pulled the last little bit out.
That's great.
Why did the trash can have a picture?
Hell yeah, man! Make it work for you. That's free.
No.
You ever read Chuck Palahniuk?
Yes.
That's where I learned it from.
Oh, from the swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah, where it sucks his intestines out of his asshole.
Asshole. I wonder.
I remember that book.
Yeah. And I held on tight.
You held on tight. But I wonder why there's there's a picture of a banana on the trash can that says, don't flush these things down the trash, but it sounds like you've answered, so you might need it.
Well, it had a really hard time with the grapefruit.
I was mashing him down.
He was mashing it down.
That's probably what happened to Amy Bradley.
She got sucked down. Sucked down the toilet.
That's a real thing. Sucked down the toilet?
Yeah.
I would. Would you rather be sucked down the toilet on an airplane or a cruise ship?
Are we on mushrooms right now?
Not too much. Yeah. I think I'd rather be sucked down on a cruise ship. I feel like it's more spacious down there. Like in Star Wars, you know? Like, there's probably a monster, though, I imagine. Yeah. Something that lives down there.
I was thinking when you get sucked out, you get either spit into the bowels of the ocean or space. The open air.
Mm.
Do they? What happens?
Does that not happen when things get flushed?
No, what happens with all the poop?
What do you mean? It goes into a tank.
But they don't shoot it in the water?
No!
Isn't human filth natural?
No, there's fucking thousands of us. It would be horrible.
There's one
just
big...
mine alone this morning. Would have been a nightmare.
But how does coral grow?
Think we know.
I don't know, man, but I was out there with a bottle of bleach this morning. I'm doing my part. Shining those fuckers up, dude.
I did. I actually felt really good. I took a seagull and I sprayed it with some hairspray.
Keep it safe.
Love it out here, man. These excursions are amazing.
Yeah.
The stuff that you can do out here.
I feel like everyone on this cruise that is, at least if you're in this room and you're back on the ship, you're not getting trafficked.
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
Because Nassau would have been the spot. It's not happening on Coco Cay.
No. What?
If you get trafficked on Coco Cay, it's your fault.
You've done it to yourself.
I actually think you just get hired.
Yeah.
Where are you from? We got to make you a name tag. Yeah.
All right, I got 12 cheeseburgers, 3 chicken sandwiches.
I'm on a 6-star.
Would do.
I think Amy Bradley was trafficked, though.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah, I really do. After watching the whole thing, and at first I was like, yeah, she got, you know, she fell off and she got sucked up, but that guy was so confident that the currents come in and go like, even if she got eaten by a shark, we'd find part of her.
Interesting.
You know, and so
he's like, this hand, like this one, and this foot over here. This, we don't know where these, but we make them kiss.
No, that's the thing. That guy he's found lots of body parts, so I trust him.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was just like, I don't think so. And then there was the other dude, the old guy. I mean, you know, there was like the horrible dudes, like, yeah, I almost bought her. You know, but like, that was awful. But like, there was the other guy who just met her on the beach.
Yeah, that guy was freaked out.
I took a gander and I decided, yeah, enough window shopping for today.
The one that worked for the Coast Guard that she said, my name is Amy Bradley, please get me out of this brothel. And he just didn't say anything because
that guy's a scumbag. Yeah, that guy. But I'm talking about the guy on the beach.
He was like a photographer. Oh, he was like on vacation.
I trusted that guy.
Yeah. He was very shooketh about what happened and was like, I saw the picture. Was like, that's her. So, oh, maybe she swam ashore.
She had that freaking tattoo. How many Tasmanian devil tattoos we got in the room? Right. Exactly.
Well, this is just on one cruise.
That's not surprising. I thought at least one person would have a tattoo.
It was the 90s. So how many people got a Pikachu?
Technically, it is the Harry Potter Death Hollow tattoo is the 2000s version of it.
Here we go.
The Deathly Hollows tattoo is that version.
Oh, okay.
That's how they identify your body, ma'am.
Deathly Hollow.
That's disgusting. I don't think your body would be hollowed out at all. Even though I think your organs are valuable, and I would pay top dollar for them just looking at you.
Sight unseen. A compliment. Yeah. That's how you get in ladies' pants.
I know a good mile of intestines when I see a gut.
It's like she's like a real life blind bag. You just open it up and see what's inside.
Yeah. And you get excited.
It's like a little toy. Yeah.
Man, I feel bad for whoever tried to steal my kidneys, man. Those things are fucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you shove them back in? They're like,
It's like, oh, sale! We got a sale!
I need to return these, sir.
Like, I wonder, though, like, because obviously the bear population is very rarely trafficked, but I feel like there should be, like somewhere, some contingent of chubby men in a brothel.
Yeah.
Oh. That has to be.
Don't
there's
get me
so
wet,
many,
Henry.
Right, but seriously, like, there has to be a market for a chubby man as well.
Like a Bluto-looking fella?
Yeah, like Bluto.
Yeah. Like Bluto,
like,
yeah.
Like, am I, like, really? Like, is it, why do you never see that? You never hear about, like, a brothel that's just big guys.
Yeah.
I think it's an if-you-know-you-know situation. Yeah. Like, you gotta know people to get in.
Why, though? I figured that they'd be, like,
that's
men
a great question.
Men advertise dick
I'm
all
for
day.
Body positivity. All bodies are beautiful.
I just don't know why. I'm actually just kind of confused about the statistics. Because I feel like, you know, it would be good to get one of each.
Especially because big, burly dudes are often sailors. Sailors, ports, nefarious things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's far away from the women you love.
I just feel like you want to get everybody. You want to get a beautiful woman. You want to get a nerdy Asian guy. You want to get a fun black guy. You want to get the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Club.
You want to put them all together on a team.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom.
Yeah,
you got to
yeah.
represent everybody.
Cast it.
Yeah, cast it.
Central casting. We need a casting
Come
brothel.
Yeah, I feel like a fat man's brothel should sell soup. You know, just you know, to really lean into the broth part of it.
Oh, nice.
A matzo broth.
Only broth.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
You can build your own broth.
Yeah. That's cute. Suck a guy's dick who's eating soup.
What are we going to do? You get to dip it in the chowder and make chowder.
Yeah. Oh. Like a breadstick.
That's a breadstick.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if the, you know, and then the ladies' wing is the clam chowder.
There it is.
Yeah. And the clam bake.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Clams down there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody.
This is the first thing you're all hearing, and you're like,
this is the first show of this entire thing.
I am pretty much
going to guarantee the other ones are going to be more focused.
Amy Bradley is missing.
There she is.
She is still missing.
There she is over there.
Yeah.
I did want to look up because, like, for our discussion, I was looking up true crime that had happened in Nassau around this area, and surprisingly enough, nothing.
Well. You're saving time.
That's good
news. Actually, quite a bit. There's been quite a bit of crime.
Yeah.
There's been quite a bit. But there was one guy's name that I actually thought was quite interesting. Dr. Machete, strangely enough, killed people with a plunger.
But he had strange. Such an opportunity there.
Dude. But there was a guy by the name of Micaiah Schobeck that was a tourist murderer.
Mm-mm.
Not Taurus, not like me. It's coming up. Taurus moons next month. But he would come out to it seemed to be a Royal Caribbean cruise or like anything yet. He would come out and he would kill on the excursion. He'd go out. He would find somebody essentially like in a form of cruising. He would cruise his way to cruise out on the island. And then he'd find a guy and kill him and come back. And he did it four times.
Damn.
And
that's
did he
a
get
cruise
caught?
Guy.
Did he get caught?
Yeah, he got caught.
He did get caught.
He loved cruising. There was just something about it that he really understood, and he understood that you can go missing quite quickly out there.
Yeah, especially you said the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was easy to go missing in the 70s. Take the boat out of it.
Yeah. I just didn't know how far like cruises even were going. You were even explaining to me that Merv Griffin kind of built up
the Paradise Island. Yeah, that's his joint.
Yeah, that they came in to just sort of like, they're like, we're gonna hang out here with the coconut, see? And then they like created a whole new economy, and then that has repercussions.
That does indeed. It does indeed.
Well, he wanted to create like the Vegas of the Caribbean, kind of. And honestly, that's such a better idea than Vegas.
It is.
There's water, it's much
nicer. It's not as hot.
Yeah.
I love Vegas, though.
No, it's fun.
I like Vegas.
I love the fact that it's corrupt on its face.
Yeah, it tells you.
I like the fact that everything's for sale and they tell you.
Yeah.
It's honest. It's honest. Not like the goddamn captain who's been charging us $130 to go make sure he's not taking us to Asia.
No, there's a collection.
God knows what he's doing in that room. We don't know where this boat's going.
No. And if you want to know, you got to cough up some money. So please pass around a hat and put a couple of dollars in it and send us. We'll let you know what they're doing on the bridge.
Are you getting a cut?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
They did make me a name tag. I took it off before we got up here.
Have you been trafficked already?
Is this a part of this?
I just want to say, welcome aboard Royal Caribbean.
No!
Corporatocracy rules.
She got corporate trafficked.
I did, dude.
It was bound to happen.
We knew it was happening.
Live from your grave.
Well, we're excited to be in the Bermuda Triangle, though.
Yeah.
Now, I know from our series in the Bermuda Triangle many, many moons ago that a lot of what happened, like a lot of the mysterious disappearances, have to do with ocean farts.
Truly. Or like, the Sargasson Sea, like the area where just like, there's a part of the sea where the wind sort of stops, so stay away from that. What?
What do you mean wind stops?
What
it's like,
is it?
It's so, what is it?
That's like Native American
starts
curse.
With a D. Yeah.
The diaspora.
It starts with a D. What is it, somebody?
The doldrums.
The doldrums. Where like there's no wind in the sea and you just have to wait for like current.
So they just named it after being sad?
Yeah. They were like,
because it gives you time to think when you're just out there like, am I going to get rescued? No.
Well, do you guys know just specifically how many people have gone missing in the Bermuda Triangle? Like, are you big Bermuda Triangle people?
Not huge. I'm not a huge tryhead, but I'm willing to learn. But no, I mean, the problem is with you get an area like that, it's kind of like the Bridgewater Triangle. Stuff starts to get attributed to it when it's sort of like on the edges of it, on the fringe of it.
Oh, yeah.
But
like, I don't think that triangle's hard angles.
No, it's funny because they'll be like, there's so many disappearances, but now that we have GPS and computers, they've sort of gone down a little bit. I'm like, so the mystery doesn't like science. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't like maps.
No. Yeah. No.
I know that one tip of the Bermuda Triangle hits Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was very evident to me growing up in South Florida, because every time I would visit Fort Lauderdale, my car would go missing.
Got him! And didn't your father go missing?
Yes, he did.
From your family.
Yeah. And then I found most of them, but his legs were gone still. And so it was...
You gotta go find that guy who found all the pieces of people. He probably has
them. Yeah, it's your daddy's ankle.
Yeah, y'all grew up in Florida, though. Did you have as much of a fear of the Bermuda Triangle as we did growing up in Texas, very far from it?
I did a book report on it in eighth grade that really shaped my worldview, that I really thought I was going to get taken by it at some point.
We were told to be afraid of the Cubans.
Okay.
And the idea that Florida was going to be the front lines.
That you're going to have to fight for freedom?
Yeah, and we're all like, I'm in theater.
You're like, we'll make a
unfortunately,
musical.
They'll have to wait for rehearsals of West Side Story to be over. But then don't worry, I shall be on the front lines.
Papa,
fighting the Maduro forces of Fidel Castro.
I was down here during the whole Ellen Gonzalez stuff.
Oh, wow.
That was crazy. It was all in the news. But I just loved that, like, dolphins saved him and stuff and, like, brought him to shore.
And didn't rape him.
Yeah, they didn't rape him.
Which shows, again, it's not about them being child molesters. No one ever said a dolphin was a child molester.
Not once.
No, they like full-grown men.
Dolphins have a specific kink, and we're not shaming it, okay?
Yeah.
No, they just like a screaming man.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people like.
Yeah. Those dolphins, they take those men from behind. Of course, I'm talking about the Miami Dolphins.
Nice.
Yeah, but I remember, like, Elian Gonzalez, there was always, like, cameras outside of his house and stuff, and he, like, it went straight to his head. He would just, like, come out and just be like,
hi, hello, everyone. Hi, hello.
Like Princess Diana, just wave from the stoop at everyone.
Yeah. I don't remember. Didn't we shot him in the head or something?
Right? No, when they finally got him, he was hiding in a closet, and they had like an AR-15 pointed at his head.
I remember the picture, yeah.
Yeah, but then we just sent him back.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Oh, you know, he's having a great time.
He's doing great.
See, whatever happened to Elian Gonzalez?
What if it turns out that he's Benson Boone or something?
We found out. It's like Katy Perry is JonBenet is what people think.
I love the idea that Katy Perry is JonBenet.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't that be crazy that means Justin Trudeau is fucking JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That also means JonBenet Ramsey went to space.
Wow. She had an amazing life. Wow.
Yeah, what an amazing life. life she's had.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Spanked
did you
John
love that?
Mayer.
Russell yeah. Brand.
Yeah. John Mayer.
Wow.
My man. Did you love that? The guy at the restaurant yesterday who was like, who killed JonBenet Ramsey? And we're like, can I have the salmon, please?
Yeah, man. Here's some, I'm certain that you guys, I don't know if you guys are getting it one by one as with seeing the lanyards having the true crime thing, but it was true. Yeah. Having that man be like, I just want to know. He was like, we had this thing. He's like, what's your pet theory about JonBenet Ramsey? And he had like a referee shirt on. He had no teeth. And he was just like, my theory? She was killed by Hitman. And I was just like, I believe the same thing. We started talking hardcore. Like, I totally believe it was with the maid and the cook, and they helped the guy get in through the basement, and I don't believe it's the brother, and we had a great time. It took him like an hour to bring the food, though.
Yeah.
It was,
he was like,
all right, well, let's get to the bottom of another mystery after the appetizers drop.
I have an Elian Gonzalez update. He still lives in the house he grew up in.
So back in Cuba?
Home? Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't do jack shit.
he
didn't try to come back once.
God damn.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's like, oh, let me look at America. Are there less guns? No,
yeah,
buddy.
You know what?
He said his life is simple.
I still remember how that AR-15 tastes. So
He's married and has a young daughter, and her name is Elise, in honor of
himself?
His mother Elizabeth, who died at sea during the ill-fated attempt to escape from Cuba. So there's that update.
Hey, sorry your mom died. Anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. He was elected to a seat in the Cuban National Assembly. He represents the city of Cardenas.
There you go.
So he didn't do nothing with his life.
That's huge.
That's big. That's cool. And he hadn't got back down to that spot.
I don't know.
That's my bad.
Let that be a lesson.
I read the whole article.
If the U.S. government holds you at gunpoint, you can go on to be something.
Yeah. That's a good lesson for all of us right now.
Given.
Yes.
Because there's a good chance half of us get taken by at gunpoint by ICE probably at some point.
Just, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
They were like, yeah, when you get back, they might want to look through the pictures of your phone. I was like, I have 18,000 pictures on my phone and like 12,000 are screenshots and like 10,000 are J.D. Vance's face. Yeah. So,
lock like, me up.
Good luck.
You think it's bad luck for Elian Gonzalez to name his daughter after his mother who got lost at sea?
Yeah. He should have named her a better name, like Amelia Earhart or another
you gotta
missing
name it
woman.
Something that survives the ocean, like Kraken.
Yeah.
Like the Kraken. The Kraken's
first
a woman?
Of all, dope name.
Maybe. Could be.
Could be.
Whoa. Yeah.
I think it's non-binary.
Yes, please. Talk about a Shiro.
Yes, queen.
Yes, of course, Kraken. The woman released the Kraken, of course.
What is the Kraken. Legend of the Kraken come from? It's a Caribbean thing, right?
No, it is Icelandic.
Yeah, I think it started in East, that where you just said.
Icelandic. That's how you say it in Mighty Ducks talk.
You know, and it's another one of those things where it was like, man, when people didn't have glasses or big-ass binoculars, they were like, you won't believe it, there were octopuses the size of the Empire State Building. And now it's like, and where are they now? They're like, climate change, man. That's why we don't see it.
Okay. Well, think about how they talk about the siren song of the mermaid, and they turn out to be, they said, oh, they were manatees.
Yes.
How many manatees are getting railed by the weirdest pirates they ever met? Just like, they got out there, and they're like, it's too late. I came too far. I got to fuck this thing.
The manatees like,
manatees are by the shore.
Yeah.
You're lazy.
I was going for one in the back. I wanted one that wasn't
That's
picked
why
over
you're not
by
allowed
my
to
boy.
Touch them now. Yeah, it's illegal to pet them, isn't it?
You can't.
That's
pet
why.
Them.
You're illegal to
too much.
You're illegal to pet them, but if they touch you, you can let it happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked up the regulations, okay? I wasn't doing anything wrong on that beach.
That sounds like Sammy Hagar's rules. You know, like, I can't touch you, man, but if you touch me first.
Goddamn. Well, because we did a show about witchcraft a couple weeks ago, and in our research, we found a book that was like sea magic and how you can like conjure up gods from the depths. So, if y'all want to meet us on deck 12 later on tonight, I don't know, maybe.
No, oh God, no. That's too much feminine energy combined.
That just scared me. I felt that.
Well, we're all going to fall overboard afterwards. Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Because I will say, it really feels good that Eddie and I are the white man representation on this cruise.
Yeah.
Because it's very often, it's not very often that we're the only, like, kind of guys here. And it's nice in a way. It's nice to be amongst you women. Yeah.
Henry, that you said we're the only kind of guys. You know?
Yeah.
We're kind of guys.
We're like guys.
Do you need, how much period blood do you need on deck 7 for the magic?
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon. Yeah.
Who's got their cup in?
Diva!
Who's saving their period blood on their cruise?
Where are divas at?
God yes. Damn.
Yeah.
Time.
I'm scared of those.
If you're, if you got a diva cup in,
what? Her friend got stuck in her.
Got stuck to the wall.
Really?
She got stuck to the wall. Her boyfriend had to, she had to go on all fours and he had to, you have to,
corkscrew?
PSA, he had to, you got to break the seal with the fingernail.
Nice.
What happened? Was she in like a bunch of weird temperatures too fast?
I don't know. I think it just went to the side. Like, I don't know.
I feel like one of those things.
She went on a cruise and took a, she took a shit and flushed it in the middle of it.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You gotta be careful, man.
Dude, I was like, I thought he was hot before, and I was like, damn, like that takes you up a couple notches in my book.
Well, everybody, to be honest, that's just what, that's like why you get married.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's like somebody. These things that you're going, like, you don't get married. I mean, obviously for the sex. But a lot of times you're getting married because you got to guarantee somebody that is going to be there when something horrifically, like,
you need a procedure. Somebody, yeah.
Another accident?
I was using your diva cup on my hemorrhoids.
And I just, yeah. It's the shame base. It's the thing that only your wife sees. Like, no one will ever see. Or your wife is the only, it's going to see your butthole.
It's so intimate.
A lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's too intimate.
Don't look at my taint.
We have to do it because you can't get down there yourself.
No.
You hurt your back.
Bobby Brown, that's true love when he pulled that shit out of Whitney's ass.
Oh. You're wearing the shirt.
Yeah. I'm glad that we're sitting. And he's wearing the Whitney. He's wearing the Whitney shirt. Oh, wow.
I want to dance with somebody.
That's what that song was about.
Whitney Houston's last movie was Sparkle, but what she needed was a snorkel. Come on.
This is a true crime fucking cruise. I was explaining before because everyone was like, we don't want to like say anything too offensive and we don't make people upset while we're on this true crime cruise, as you can see, because it's a mixed crowd. You don't really know. But in my mind, I feel like we can take it. Yeah.
So
it's true crime. Right?
Take it.
Yeah.
We're
not like that old lady that was left behind on Lizard Island who got picked apart by a bunch of lizards because she was fucking weak.
Did you hear about this?
No.
This happened in Australia last week. There was a cruise in Australia and it stopped at this place called Lizard Island for an expedition.
Yeah.
And they forgot an old lady.
It's where you go where a guy named Jim Morrison will eat your ass for $50. Yeah.
Wait. What was the cruise like?
What
cruise line was this?
I don't. It's some Australian cruise line, so we're safe.
Down under.
But yeah, there's nothing on Lizard Island except lizards, and they left her there, and they ate her.
Are there like Gila monsters?
Yeah. All types of lizards?
Well, I don't know. Australian lizards. Gila monsters are in Arizona.
Well, shit.
Yeah, you know, if a Gila monster, if they're crazy, if they latch onto you, the only way you can get them off of you is if you drown them.
Whoa!
Like Whitney Houston.
That took a turn.
Every time.
How are you going to be close to water?
Dude, every time we talk about vermin, I'm always like, should I drown it in a bucket? And Chrissy's like, why do you always talk about drowning stuff in buckets? Now I know. I need to keep a bucket in case I get bit by a Gila monster.
When I caught a mouse in New York, that was the only way I felt comfortable.
Was
drowning it. Yeah.
My husband just gets a big rock and smashes
it. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
We said we could take it, and then immediately everyone in a true crime thing went, Oh.
That's, I didn't want to kill it. It was just, you know, in my way of the rest of my life.
Yeah, no.
The only thing
it.
I've ever drowned is a human woman.
Yeah.
I don't drown animals.
Have you seen that experiment where they have raw meat and Gila monsters bite it and how it decomposes the meat over a course of a few days.
That's awesome.
That's what it does to their prey.
That's what happened to that old lady.
Yeah, that old lady.
The only reason why it's not that I don't feel bad for her. It's just they tell you very clearly when to get back on the boat, don't they?
Because she hears, and she was old?
I don't know what she was. I think, unfortunately, the Gila monster was clamped to her vagina.
Her kid gave her AirPods for Christmas, and it just took her out.
That's why you got to pay attention. You got to get back on the boat.
Or like me, don't get off the boat and just eat breakfast and then second breakfast and then wait until the buffet changes from breakfast to lunch. And that way you keep your table.
That's a good tip.
I'm so glad.
This is what they've told her now that she works for the cruise
line.
They've given her these hacks.
If you need reservations at the restaurant, please.
Honestly, Heather, I gotta say, it is so refreshing to hear a lady be so correct about buffets and be so dialed into proper. I'm so happy with you. Like, that's like,
Heather
that's special.
Will be buried at a buffet.
Truly, I grew up going to buffets, and I grew up with my mama taking Ziploc bags to the buffet.
Yes.
And guess who brought 10 Ziploc bags on the cruise?
Yeah. That's so smart.
Hell yeah.
Did your parents do the thing? Because that was a whole, like, I always remember my father's, and you guys all remember this too, best advice I ever heard about buffet. Fuck the spaghetti. Go get the expensive stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Don't waste your time on the bread.
Don't get full on bread.
Don't get full.
You get full on meat.
No.
Yeah.
You eat that meat and you go to the expensive meat, and you get that. You hog up the expensive meat.
My poor dad would be trying to eat a salad and she's like, what are you doing eating that lettuce? The margins on that are so high.
Yeah. On the way home, we literally could get a bag of salad. You can eat that to get it all down. This is the time to eat the steak and the shrimp.
Get your money's worth.
That's why when we went to All You Can Eat Steak, one night my dad ate 7 steaks.
That's amazing.
Fuck yeah.
Trailed us and RIP dad, but truly, yeah, man. I'm a legend, dude.
God,
no,
I wanted,
dude, my dad is such a legend.
That's what I was just about to say, and we just got to see it. But it's your dead dad, so I'll let you tell it.
My dad ate so many steaks at Texas Roadhouse in Mesquite. There's a memorial plaque of him right at the entrance when he walked in.
Wow.
Shout out,
that's
Bill
McKinney. Real style.
Shout out, dude.
I can't believe he died.
Shoot out.
Turns out, cigarettes.
Well, that's get you hungry for the steak.
That's right, exactly. Goddamn.
I remember once I was at a buffet with my family. We're a big buffet family. And I was. Yeah, I know, right?
The biggest baby in Florida was a buffet baby.
Yes, I was the biggest baby in Florida. That's right. You guys know that about me? Yep. 14 pounds, 13 and a half ounces.
God.
My mother loved her new bananas. I'm just kidding.
Surely it was a C-section, right?
No, actually, I was too big. They couldn't give her a C-section. Yeah, she had to get a double D-section.
Yeah!
Come on, good tee up!
You're like Byron Allen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Truth is, I'm like second or third biggest baby born in Florida now, but every time there's a new biggest baby born, I fly back and beat the shit out of it.
You get a bucket, you drown it like the mouse?
Yeah.
You're keeping that title one way or the other.
Oh, my God. So I just did this tour in Florida, and I was filming it and stuff, and Julie was like, you should meet other big babies. And I was like, that's a great idea. I was like, would you mind? Like, I've been looking. I haven't been able to find any. She's like, a couple days later, we're drinking at the house, just the two of us. And she's like, oh, I found one. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, he was 13 pounds, 13 ounces, smaller than me. I was like, all right, good. I like being bigger. And she's like, he plays football. He's 10 years old. I was like, cool, just like me. He's like, he's got a dead mom. I was like, fuck yeah.
I'm about to wreck this kid's life.
Yeah. And then she's like, here's his dad's information. You can DM him whenever. And I was like, all right, cool. Thank you. And then like she went to bed. I kept drinking and I was like, I just like, got like restless. And I was like, hey,
I was a huge baby. Your son's nowhere near as big as me.
Actually, I was bigger. I heard your mom's dead.
I'm coming to the state and I want to see your boy.
I really like to talk to your big boy. I want to.
Who is this?
Oh, I hope he replied. I hope he replied.
No, no, I didn't. I'm so lucky I'm not in prison. He really, like, if he was a good father, he would have hunted me down and killed me.
Yeah, dude. You have to stop asking to meet father's big boys.
Who's got a big boy in the room?
Who's got a big boy?
I'll follow you home.
Big boy.
Honestly, there's some big boys out in the ship.
Yeah, there are. Man, I did see a fat boy, and I was like, that's me. I was like, that's me. I like want to take him to the buffet and be like, this one's for you. You get that? Yeah.
There's nothing, honestly, there is just something heartwarming about a chubby-cheeked little ginger fuck just slopping down macaroni and cheese and just love seeing their evil faces.
All those little, up on 11, they've got like an ice cream machine and a guy has to do it out so you don't fuck the machine up, I guess. And there were kids up there at like 10 a.m. just mashing it in their face.
Give it to me! Give it to me! Yeah, because their parents are doing that with alcohol. 100%. The floor down and letting them go.
When we were watching the Flow Rider yesterday, the kids that came up behind us, one of them goes, I just weighed myself. I've already gained 2 pounds. I was like, what time did this shit board? 10 a.m. And I was like, it's 5. You already gained 2 pounds.
That's amazing. Yeah. Man, I miss being a kid, dude. And that was like still cool.
Yeah.
You're just like actively trying to kill yourself with food.
Yeah, and you're like, I ate as much as I could. I threw up.
No. Yeah. Now when you do it, all your friends stage an intervention and send you to the doctor.
Now you got to go to rehab. What do you
do? You're bitching and purging and you're in a shame spiral.
Did y'all make yourselves pass out as kids?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Love that. I was so worried I killed my friend, but he woke up.
It's like, we would do that, and then you're like, oh, this is kind of like without the jacking off, autoerotic asphyxiation.
It is. It really was.
So that's an alarm telling us to start choking each other.
Yeah. The autoerotic asphyxiation alarm.
All right, it's 4 o'clock.
All right, this is the only way I can come on a boat.
Well, we couldn't afford the drink package, so.
That's why they have the toilets. You just gotta
turn around,
right?
Face forward.
Face the toilet next time.
Yeah. Yes. Now, before we depart. Is there any last, what true crime elements do we hope to see in the next couple of days before the end of our trip?
Oh.
My true crime element is I feel like no matter where you're at, there's something you could see. So eyes up. There's got to be. I found 2 ducks accidentally, not crime wave ducks. One of them said CRZ. DKS.
Crazy Dicks.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Crazy Dicks.
You found the Crazy Dick duck?
I found the Crazy Dick duck.
All ducks have crazy dicks,
though. And then I found another duck that had a label on it that said, if you find this, message Jim and Linda. And I was like, oh, no. So, I'm telling you.
Where's that upside down pineapple?
Don't worry. Jim and Linda were watching the duck.
They were like...
They were just like, we got another one sauntering into the trap.
My element is I want a lot of eyewitnesses. So keep your peepers up and find some good shit and come tell me about it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, I'm hoping for stuff back on land because death waits for no one.
Oh. That's so dark.
I love that.
That's oddly like the most horrible thing said today.
No, I like it. It makes me feel
every
at home.
Day I open the news and I'm like,
soon.
Did it happen today?
Not today.
Soon. We'll see. Once he sees the other news, he might not. Do very well at it.
I wonder if I hope Dick Cheney can die again.
Yeah,
that'd be great if we woke up tomorrow and like Dick Cheney died again. You're like, wow, that's great.
All I can hope for, and I mean this as nicely as I can, if the worst woman on boat could go missing,
Henry Zabrowski,
just
God damn
so
it.
That we can be interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only reason why.
If we get interviewed, I'm going to be like my mother-in-law and be like, the crew was trying their best, y'all. Yeah. I'm not even mad at them.
But I also would love to do one of those. Her frown darkened a room. Dude. She hated to laugh.
I don't want to tell you.
That miserable bitch is actually happier being a corpse.
Yeah. And we're all happier.
Look, you like, watch out for me, though, because right before we got on the boat, my husband goes, you looked so full of life today. And I go, what the fuck?
No, no, no. No.
Say I look empty-eyed and sullen.
Thank you. I go, did I light the room up too?
Yeah, yeah. Please do not. He goes, be a target.
Sorry. You look pretty. I'll take it back. You look pretty. Yeah. I was like, so now guys, I'm no longer full of life now.
Guess who also doesn't get trafficked? This person.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Somewhere.
Oh, too lazy to do it.
I'm going
to
bum you out.
Once we get the soup brothel going, I think there's a spot for you.
Oh, yeah. That's where you're going.
And the worst part about human trafficking is how long it takes, right? Beep, beep.
Come on, it's starting earlier every year. What is this? 3 p.m. human trafficking started. Sinisterhood. Give it up for Sinisterhood.
Be performing at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We're going to be day drinking for that one, so please enjoy that.
Sunglasses, please bring your sunglasses. It's going to be after the bar crawl tonight. It's going to be a hungover show, so we're going to be doing our best. Make sure you get your shit sucked out of your toilets.
And make a loud cheer because you're live on Side Stories
right now
and Sinisterhood.
Yeah.
Are you going to be drinking during yours?
Yeah, we'll be something during that. We're going to be we'll be on a lot of coffee and something else. But we're doing the Captain Phillips, and he got taken by the pirates at like 7 a.m. So it's I feel like we're all going to feel very empathetic, or will we? I don't know. Yeah. That guy might be a dumbass. We'll
see. If you guys are looking for any heroin, I got some, so come grab it. Hail Satan, everyone.
Hail Satan!
Peace!